mother always, he resembles his father.
Hmm. Imagine this wasn't talked of openly, but was there any special term for an illegitimate child?
No, as you say, those things just weren't discussed until after I was married. I just never heard those things discussed now. It just wasn't. It was a crime almost how ignorant of the facts of life that children growing up at that time were.
It's interesting. If you read Shakespeare, he says the bastard Henry.
Yes.
Talking about
yes, like it didn't, it was all right. Well, I think that it's a lot that way today, only they don't use that term. And it shouldn't be used because that is—it's a horrible sounding word. Of course, the meaning that's been put to it.
It's changed.
Yes. Yes.
It used to just mean born out of wedlock.
Yes,
but
that's
now
right.
It's,
yes, but
I know in some parts of the country they don't use the word bastard. They'll talk about a woodscote.
Yes. Well, when my grandmother Dobie came out here, that's the first time I had ever heard that expression. She came from North Carolina, and woodscope was what she...
It was all right to talk about woodscope.
Yes, yes, no.
And
another expression she used that I had never heard before, when a woman became pregnant, she's gone up the creek.
Oh.
I never had heard that expression before. Never in my life, or I've never heard it since. It must have been just something that they used back there in North Carolina that we didn't use.
I've seen Got Big for that.
Yes, that was all right to say something like that. Or raise your eyebrows. I've seen my mother and my oldest brother's wife, when something like that, they'd raise your eyebrows. Well, we girls knew that there was something wrong, but we didn't know why. Oh, it's crime to raise kids up that dumb.
Oh, isn't it? You can find out anyway.
What?
They'll find out.
Oh, yes, they will. It's usually the hard way.
Yeah.
And or the wrong way.
Or it's a big secret.
Yes. Oh, yes. Now, we just don't talk about things like that. That was Mother's stock phrase. Now, we just don't talk about things like that. If we'd ask her something that maybe blurt out something, well, now we just don't talk about things like that. And they just didn't talk about things like that.
Did you have any special vehicle for babies?
Yes, the twins had a baby buggy, I remember, but I don't remember that any of the others ever did. And cradle, and twins had a cradle.
If you were to put the children in the baby buggy, you know, what would your mother tell you to do?
Go wheel the children and go
and
wheel the babies. Yes. Go wheel the babies. They were always the babies. It wasn't Don and Vaughn. It was go wheel the babies or go see about the babies.
Let's see. I'll ask you some terms about terms of relation now. Your brother's son would be your...
Nephew.
Uh-huh. And a child who has no living parents is...
An orphan.
Uh-huh. And if the court appoints someone to take care of this child, that man is his...
guardian.
And let's see. Your aunts and your uncles and your cousins and your brothers and your sisters are your
relatives.
Was kinfolk ever common?
Not much, not with us. And now we heard that expression a lot after folks began to come in here. We'd hear about kinfolks, and when they first started talking about kinfolks, I didn't know what they meant, and I asked Mother, and she said, "Well, that means kindred. You're related, and that's kindred. You're kindred." And